Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes in a Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a social drama set against the backdrop of the 2010 real estate collapse, and it's called 99 Homes.
I didn't think this was so much about real estate, even though that's the backdrop. I really thought the story was more about the slippery slope of corruption.
Right. Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, plays a construction worker who metaphorically sells his soul to the devil.
Yes.
When he loses his job, can't make his house payments, is forced to sell his home to a slimy real estate speculator, played beautifully by Michael Shannon.
And he begins to work for this man who took his family home.
Right.
And that's where the slippery slope begins.
What does he do? Is he doing the right thing to save his family, or is he becoming the bad guy?
America bails out the winners. That's what this slimy real estate mogul tells him. True? I guess the audience will have to decide.
It's interesting that this dynamic plays out so beautifully because it is set in the real world.
Exactly, yes. And nowadays with the elections coming up, you think about how major corporations can take over and influence your everyday life. This is an example of that.
Right. The whole financial setup as it is now, you know, it makes this a very relevant economic drama.
I agree with you.
And I think we'll be looking at Michael Shannon come Oscar time when it's when we hear the announcements of the nominees for Best Actor or Best Supporting Actor. He'll be in one of those categories.
I did think Laura Dern was miscast. She seems to be playing a lot of mother roles. I thought she looked too young to be the construction worker's mother.
But it was still riveting, if excruciating.
Well, that part is true.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.